Okay, the next thing we're going to do now is go to the next die. We're removing this die, which is the charging and flaring die. And notice I'm grabbing it from this bolt that will set it off adjustment. Once I've got it loose, I'm going to just set my hand there so I don't drop it. Spin this off the rest of the way. Remember, this little bolt is to adjust it, but Cowboy T graciously did that for me. It's always good to have a man around the reloading bench. I'm going for the last die, which is this guy here?
Yes.
Okay, and this is the bullet seating and crimping die.
Correct.
And I'm going to set my hand here. This bolt again, adjust it, because you want the die to push the bullet the appropriate amount of distance into the shell.
Yes.
By the way, I called this a bullet before. This is a shell. All right, so this guy is finger tight.
Yeah.
I'm going to set the next bullet.
Shell.
In shell. There I go again. Into the, what do you call this again?
The shell holder.
All right, we have some pre-lubed bullets. Always looks to me like the top of a Crayola crayon, but anyway.
Yeah. Now, these are nominally 105 grain bullets. They actually weigh out at 108 to 110 grains. These are ones that I cast, and we lubricated them with what's called liquid A-locks, and that's why you don't see any lube in the lube bands.
That little depression there.
Yeah. They are lubed, though. You always want to lubricate your bullets, and that has been done with these.
So I'm going to set the bullet into the shell. It sits there a little bit high, but that's okay. This is where the flaring came in. I'm going to lower the boom. There's nothing else I need to do before that, right? We'll lower the boom. What this die will do is seat that bullet far enough into the shell. I'm going to keep lowering it. I'm going to get some resistance here. And then at some point, I'm going to hit a point where it feels like it's stopped, but it's not. I'm going to push it that last inch or two, and that's going to crimp this part of the shell around the bullet.
Which part of the shell, I'm sorry?
This part of the shell where it's flared.
Ah, yes.
Okay. Around the bullet.
Okay.
You want it firm enough to hold the bullet in there. Not so firm that it won't come out when you shoot it. So here I go that last inch or two, and then I hit the stopping point. So now I know that the shell is crimped around the bullet. I think that's it, yeah?
Yeah, let's take a look at it.
Bring the boom back up. I'll get a little bit of resistance. Actually, no. Okay, now I'll bring the bullet up closer to the camera. You can see that the bullet is seated to the proper depth. Cowboy T, it takes a little bit of adjustment to get this die set to the right level. You can also see that the shell now is crimped around that first ring of the bullet. Is there anything I'm missing here?
Yeah, what? Shooting it.
Okay. Other than that, this round is done.
Yes, it is.
Well, that wasn't so bad. All right, next shell. Going into the holder. Tell me what the right name of this again is.
Shell plate holder.
Okay.
And it is the number one shell plate holder, which is what you use for 38 Special and 357 Magnum.
Each caliber of bullet has its own set of dies.
Shell.
Has its own set of dies. And that's sitting pretty high up in there. Is that okay?
That's fine. It'll get pushed down.
Alright. Lowering the boom. Bullet's getting pushed into the shell, so I'm getting a little bit of resistance. There's that stopping point again. I'm going to push it a little farther until it won't go anymore. That's the shell crimping around the bullet. Bring it back up. Actually, there's no resistance at all at that point. There's my second round done. I'm going to talk about the...
Let's see that again.
Okay.
Okay, spin it around so everyone can see all sides of it and how pretty your ammunition is.
Thank you so much.
And it is beautiful.
Thank you. All right, setting that in the tray. I want to talk briefly about the different kinds of presses. We're having me do my first 1,000 or so rounds on the single stage press. It makes me more comfortable with the process. I get used to it. It sets a certain discipline to the process. It's kind of like your first cake isn't a wedding cake. First cake's like a little cupcake or something. Then we have a progressive press.
Actually, this is the turret press.
This is the turret press. It works the same as the press that I'm using here. There's the different gaps for the different dies, but essentially, and I haven't used this hardly but once, but this is a more advanced and quicker way of loading. Finally, we have the progressive press. This has all the bells and whistles. These are tubes to load the shells. This is a dispenser for the powder. There's a dispenser for the primers. And can I turn this with nothing being in there?
You certainly can. Go ahead.
If you lower the the boom, you'll see everything kind of moves together. And as you bring it back down, you'll see this little platform turns. The bullets are in there, or the right. shells are in there.
Yeah, that's called a I think it's called a shell plate, actually. Yeah, that is a shell plate.
There are other videos that Cowboy T has on YouTube and also on his website.
www.sanfranciscoliberalwithagun.com.
You can see all these. They go into much more detail than really I'm in the mood for right now. But it's all there. The more you do this, the more fun it becomes. It is pretty exacting. I do need a point, too, and I find that pretty exacting. So it's just a process that you learn, but I do find it very satisfying. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of fun yesterday.
Oh, you should have seen her. She was good. And right. If this woman practiced more, she would be winning competitions, and she would certainly outshoot me. And actually, that's why we're teaching her how to reload, is so that she will practice more. I want her to be able to defend herself. I care about her.
Thank you. This box of 50 will cost what? About less than a quarter of the price that I would pay?
It's about $3 and a quarter, all with everything done.
Did I mention I'm a bargain hunter, too? All right, back to loading. So I'm lowering the boom. I already placed the bullet in there. The shell is flared. Bringing down the boom. All right. Same thing. Bullet's now seated to the correct depth.
Mm-hmm.
Case is crimped around the bullet.
Okay, let's take a look at that and see if I can get this thing to focus, because I'm not nearly as good with the camera as you are.
Aw, thank you. So I'm a better shot and a better camerawoman.
Well, no, you're not a better shot yet, but you will be.
I could, yeah, I will.
You are a better camerawoman.
Well, now that I've learned how to reload, I can do a whole lot more shooting at a much less expensive price.
And you will be a better shot than I am.
Aw.
Okay, that's good.
All right. Go through the rest of these. Is there anything else I could be talking about now that I missed?
Well, basically, yeah, just this. Reloading is as much of an art as it is a science. It's fun. I got started in it precisely because I'm a liberal, and my lovely bleeding heart conservative camerawoman here agreed with it, liked it, wanted to practice. I wanted to practice shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wanted to learn how to do it too.
It's a good way that we can exercise our rights. We get some quality time together, and of course I always feel safe when I'm with Cowboy T, but this means now I'm more prepared to carry and protect myself.
And that's really what this is all about, you know. Doggone it, self-defense is our right. And the more people do this, we really need numbers, folks. The more people do this, the more likely our rights are to be preserved. There are plenty of folks out there who are anti-gun folks. Some of them are hypocritical and have concealed carry permits, but they don't want us to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I don't think that's right. That's not liberty. What we're doing here is one manifestation of liberty, and that's really the purpose behind these videos. It's our right, doggone it.
And it's your responsibility as well.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I've only got 3 more to go for the first 10.
Mm-hmm. So, you see how easy this is. The seating part of it tends to go the quickest, and the bullet seating and crimping tends to go fast. I mean, you can see she's just going through these at a decent mm-hmm. clip now that I'm doing all the talking.
Uh-huh. Dulcet tones.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. And there's the last one. By the way, these are bullets that I cast out of wheel weight lead. Straight old wheel weights like you see on cars. Just melted them down, cast them into bullets, and boom. We've got videos on that, too. By the way, there's also a lot of other information about how to reload on ammosmith.com. I suggest you join us there on those forums. I read a lot from that site. I got a lot of information from that site. Mm-hmm. And indeed, that site was what inspired me and Miss BHC to do this.
The heck with flowers and candy. Give me bullets.
Oh, I really like that.
Great having you here. Go to San Francisco Liberal with a Gun for more questions. Hope you enjoy this, and as I said, this is definitely doable. Have a great day. Bye.
San Francisco Liberal with a Gun.